Good morning. It's Monday, October 12th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 716 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and two additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported, 10.3% tested positive. DHEC testing sites can be located at sedhec.gov/COVID-19testing. A federal judge has ruled two lawsuits accusing the government of negligence in the massacre at Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015 can move forward. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen explains.
The lawsuits are filed by Daniel Simmons Jr., who lost his father in the shootings, and Felicia Sanders, a survivor who saw her son Tywanza killed. They allege federal authorities did not follow their own rules and allowed the gunman to get a weapon when a prior arrest for drug possession should have prevented it. The gunman used that weapon to fire more than 70 times, killing 9 black parishioners who had welcomed him to Bible study. The gunman said he wanted to start a race war. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Cherokee County's jail system has witnessed competing outcomes for a detention officer and an inmate fighting COVID-19. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this report.
Sheriff Steve Mueller was happy to tell the county Thursday that one of its COVID-stricken detention officers was now off his ventilator. Giorgio Foster is said to be recovering, if slowly, from the disease. But at almost the same time as the announcement about Foster, County Coroner Dennis Fowler revealed that 71-year-old inmate Vicki Wooten died from the coronavirus. Wooten was found dead in his cell about 2 weeks ago and had been declared deceased from natural causes. The two incidents highlight a nagging coronavirus problem in the Cherokee County Correction System. Several officers at the detention center have gotten sick from the virus. Foster was even put into a medically induced coma as treatment. Sheriff Mueller told Fox News that Foster is undergoing physical therapy following a stroke that targeted the right side of his body. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
South Carolina Democrat Jamie Harrison has shattered congressional fundraising records with his U.S. Senate campaign reporting he raised $57 million in the final quarter in the race against Republican incumbent Lindsey Graham. Harrison's campaign says the total is the largest ever during a single three-month period by any Senate candidate. The $57 million came in the form of $1.5 million donations from 994,000 donors. The South Carolina Supreme Court will give 6 hours of training credit to any attorney who volunteers to be a poll worker on Election Day. The order from the court says lawyers must work the entire day on November 3rd from 7 a.m. poll opening to 7 p.m. poll closing. Attorneys cannot take any payment for the poll work to get the continuing legal education credit. Members of the South Carolina Congressional Delegation introduced a bill Friday in an effort to protect Parris Island from closing. The Parris Island Protection Act would prohibit the use of federal funds to close or plan the closure of the Marine Corps Training Depot. Leading the charge of the legislation are Representatives Joe Cunningham, Joe Wilson, and Ralph Norman. Senator Lindsey Graham intends to introduce a companion bill in the U.S. Senate. The South Carolina Department of Corrections will spend nearly $1 million on air purifiers to fight the spread of the coronavirus in prison. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The agency told lawmakers about its plans last week to install air ionizers into the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems by December. 31 inmates and 2 staff members have died after becoming infected with the virus. The Department of Corrections has identified nearly 2,800 cases of COVID-19 among inmates and staff. 462 prisoners are currently sick, as well as 53 staff members. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.
Yesterday kicked off Earthquake Preparedness Week. On Thursday, South Carolina will join other southeastern states with an earthquake drill at 10:15 a.m. South Carolina has a number of small earthquakes every year, but in August 1886, the largest earthquake ever recorded on the East Coast struck just outside Charleston. The 7.3 magnitude quake destroyed most of the city and killed 80 people. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.